There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming up, when we get to the weather, a new entrant when it comes to the dueling weather smoke competition that has existed for quite some time between Jeremy Reiner and Chris Curtis. This is a heavyweight, though, so we'll get to that when we get to the weather.
Can I just quickly?
Yes.
We will get to that.
Yes, yes.
I just watched a press conference of all the first responders in Florida who said that many of these areas that were predicted to have 100-year storms had more damage from Helene a month ago or 3 weeks ago. Mm. Not even close to Hurricane Ian. Like, my point with all of this is that you can't cry wolf. If you keep saying it's the biggest storm of all time, then people will stop listening when you actually have the biggest storm of all time. It's not that hard to understand.
I think, though, that, and you would know better, but I think that it's difficult to forecast.
No, every forecast said it was going to weaken as it approached. Everyone. But they don't talk about that while they're saying, oh, is it a Category 7? Mm. And then when it goes down from a Category 5 to a Category 3, they're like, the category doesn't matter. It's just like, it's bizarre to me. But anyway.
But imagine if they said, like, oh, this is actually not going to be something you worry about. And then the hurricane picks up steam at the last second. And then millions of people that did not evacuate end up getting killed. Like, I do think that there is...
No, you can say you should evacuate because there's a potential for something awful to happen. That's very different than saying we've never seen this in 100 years.
I always go with the more extreme, it seems like they tend to do.
Yeah, but I think that's in over an abundance of caution.
I think it's why they do that. It's like when we get the snow down here, they're like, yeah, we're going to get pummeled with 30 inches. And then it's like, all right, we got 6 inches.
I mean, some people argue that it's just for ratings and that's why the weather people do it. And
it's fear mongering so that people pay attention more.
I don't think it. I really don't agree with that.
Are you kidding me? Yesterday, they're in a live segment. They took the 4, moved it to a 3, and they didn't even acknowledge it. If that was a 3 to a 5, they would have had 50 people dancing on the screen, screaming at the top of their lungs.
I think the problem is Mother Nature just has a mind of her own. And meteorologists,
that's beautiful.
We've been in this world. I mean, think about this. We've been in this world as people who have watched meteorologists our whole life. And we go, don't they got the best job in the world where they're
For one guy, it was a very emotional job this week. No. You know, there's one guy who was crying about it.
It has dropped 50 millibars in 10 hours. I apologize. This is just horrific.
I think they look at it like...
So, Curtis, your issue is that it didn't end up being horrific. And that's
it was awful. Yeah. People lost their homes. Right. It's not something to make light of. What I'm saying is that if you are in that position, You have been given trust by the viewer to not be there to say things in a way to make it overdramatic, but to be honest about what will happen and the damage that will ensue. To say it's a once-in-a-100-year storm, and then the day after it's not as bad as the one that was there 2 weeks ago, you lose credibility.
They have the best job in the world, Greg. They don't have to be right. They make, you know, great money.
Yeah.
They don't have to be right. Guess what? If it misses, you know what they blame it on? They blame it on at the last second. There was a cool breeze and knocked it out to the ocean.
Kind of like this job. I mean, Chime tells you that Drake May is the second coming. He won't be held accountable if he isn't, so it doesn't matter.
I mean, Courtney holds me accountable all the time.
That is true.
Speaking of ratings, I'm curious about this.
15-3.
From the...
Oh, that's what we did in the last weekly, sorry. Everybody's turning us off. Swing and a miss.
I'm curious about this for Sunday.
I mean, 15-3 is a very good... Sunday, yes.
From this incredible audience. Because I went to watch the game at Lincoln on Sunday, and there were not a lot of people there. Does Drake May renew the interest for those who had gone away?
Mm-hmm.
For those who were choosing outdoor activities, mm-hmm. outdoor fall activities, or family time, or kids sports time, or whatever? Like, are you back? If that was you, and you were out on this team, like maybe you were in after they beat the Bengals, and then you were half in after they almost beat the Seahawks, and then you were out. Are you back?
Yeah,
they're
all
back.
Day long.
You think so?
That's, of course.
That's bars enough. Will be packed.
Like the intro. You think?
Yes.
You really?
Selfie bars will be packed this Sunday. Mark my words.
I think people are back at least for a time being. Like, you're right, Greg. Like, what if he really sucks? Then I guess it's short lived. But
yeah.
I believe part of the plan that was nonsensical from the start was Robert and Jonathan saying, holy S, a third of the stadium's empty in a one-score game in the fourth quarter at home in a must-win.
And if you're Lincoln, if you're Stats, if you're Broadway, Playwright, all the big bars that show the games,
mm-hmm.
massive miss if you aren't doing a signature Drake May drink.
Okay.
If you're not saying, if Drake scores his first touchdown, Bud Light on the house.
I like it.
You got to do something. Like,
I'll even come out and sign some 8x10s and bring the ring for a small little fee. I mean, watch Drake May with Wiggy.
Yep.
Let's do it.
Mm.
Hit me up. DM me on IG at JWiggs85.
Yeah, I mean, I've said this all along. Like, if you're a Patriots fan and you're an NFL fan, I think you were watching anyway. But I guess it's maybe the casual fans who...
I'm more invested now. As a fan, and I was watching, but now I'm more invested.
So much.
And you could just feel the vibe from people like people I know. You know, you probably get a bunch of text messages. Yeah. I know I get a bunch of text messages like, finally time, Drake May time. Mm-hmm. I think a lot more people, like, you're right, Courtney, they're going to be going to the bars just to see how it looks.
Yeah.
413 text, as a massive Jets fan, I bought tickets to this game. And almost sold them after this weekend, but with Drake May starting, I'm now excited for a good competitive football game. So,
yep.
There's at least something that you are building toward. So you're either going to see that May, if Shime's right, May's great, you got the quarterback, boom, let's figure out the rest. Or it's a Josh Rosen effect where you see that he's definitely not the guy and you got to get back into the QB market next year.
And we're going to hold on.
Here in the Twitch chat, 100%, I'm going to be at a soccer tournament all weekend, and now I have to find a way to watch the game when I would not have prior to Drake May being the starter. So.
And you know what we're going to be looking for? And Shine brought up the word. We're going to be looking for those moments. We did it. Well, not all of us, but a lot of us did it with Mac Jones. Oh, when he had this game or he had that game, it looked like that. It's those moments throughout the game where Drake May makes a play and you're going to go, all right, there's some excitement. Yeah, even though we lost the game, we could build off of Drake May's skill set. That's what you're going to be looking for, the moments.
I'm not back. I'm not back. That's a 508 text. It's not the quarterback. It's ownership not investing in the team. I guess there are some people who are going to be upset.
But I think they're in the minority, those people.
Of interest, Curtis and I talked about this yesterday after the show, but there is a Forbes magazine article on the Commanders owner. And buried in the article, like very last paragraph of the article, is a quote from Robert Kraft. The article's all about the NFL, which has now allowed private equity, essentially hedge funds, to invest in an equity piece of NFL teams for the first time, up to 10%. And in the article, it was kind of surprising to me, Curtis. Robert Kraft essentially says, I'll read you the quote. In today's world, sports teams and music are the only things that really bring communities together. We have a very powerful product. He goes on to mention that he has been offered more than $7 billion for his franchise. Mm. And then he says, I think we've come up with a program that both satisfies the needs of private equity firms, but also supports the culture that we want to keep going, a win-win all around. I never thought I would sell anything out, but I'm considering it. Is that surprising to you?
You know, the first thing that popped in my head, and I don't know if it's connected at all, Courtney's the expert on this one. Do you think he would put a bid in for the Celtics? Is he looking to liquidate cash?
I don't know.
His son is potentially running for mayor. They've been trying to get the soccer field in Boston, yeah. Soccer stadium. I wonder if they would put those two together.
I mean, you sell 10% of that team at $700 million, essentially.
That's at, what, a $7 billion valuation?
Good yes. math.
Well, yeah. So, but didn't the Miami Dolphins just do this? And they got the valuation. They got, like, an amount of money that had it valued at, like, $10 million for the franchise.
$10 billion.
I'm sorry. Billion. Steve, use the wrong letter.
$100,000.
Okay.
Yeah, I think they... The other thing, Greg, which if I were the Crafts, I'm certainly not, I would tell Tom Brady to stop flirting with the pumpkin pie haircutted freak and the Raiders, and yeah. Here's an offer to you to become John Elway to us,
yeah,
minority owner and president of the football operation.
Oh,
that would be awesome.
Does he have $700 million lying around, though, Brady?
I'm sure he could, you know.
Family
well, he could
discount.
Join up with a hedge fund and, okay. And do it. And do
what
it
if they did a payment plan?
But oh, then, how long until LeBron is a minority owner now on a team?
But how much, like, joining up then, how much does he really get of that 10%, what, 1%?
What if he joined in?
Yeah, yeah. Like, you know. Right. I mean,
yeah, whatever.
But still, I guess.
They call that sweat equity, Wiggy.
It goes back to the John Elway mistake where he chose not to jump on board as an owner for the Broncos. Yeah. And then when they sold the team,
he got screwed.
But the great Mario Lemieux did it with the Pittsburgh Penguins and then made a ton of money. So
it's just of interest to me that they are considering that, because you would never have thought that Robert Kraft and that family would sell any portion of the Patriots.
Yeah, but it's such a small percentage and it's so much money. Right.
But we always said that they were so... They wanted to keep it in the family.
Still
like everything.
In the family.
Well, I mean, I don't think that they would just sell it to anybody. I think it would have to be like a Tom Brady or somebody that they really trust. Like, I think that they still want to have the complete upper hand. And I understand 10% is so small, but yeah.
It's like, don't
I mean, Wick owned less than 10% with the Celtics. Yeah.
So, it's like, don't your parents have a house in Lowell?
Tingsboro,
sorry. It'd be like if they sold one of the bathrooms. It's still their house.
Is there a big difference between Tingsboro and Lowell? Is that a
no, I just clearly. Wanted to be factually correct.
No, clearly, I wasn't sure.
Clearly there.
No, I grew up in Lowell. I just don't I mean, want the Lowell people to be like, you don't live in Lowell.
All right, let's get to what is trending right now.
The exclusive home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Oh, Courtney don't like Lowell.
No,
huh?
I love Lowell. My grandparents live there. We have that's where I grew up.
Well, when I said that, you like, no, Lowell, what?
Because sometimes I'll say I live in Lowell and people will come at me saying you live in Belvedere, which is a part of Lowell. So I just want to be factually correct.
All right.
Trending now brought to you by the 99. Gerard Mayo made it official when it comes to the QB1 situation on Sunday. It's going to be May, like Justin Timberlake says. Here's Drake talking about getting the nod.
Yeah, you know, I think it's a great opportunity. You know, something you dream of, you know, getting your first start in the NFL. So really excited to get out there with the guys, take advantage of, you know, having the full week to get prepared and try to put my best foot forward to help the team win.
Jabril Peppers has been placed on the commissioner's exempt list. He will not be able to attend practices or games. The Bruins have their home opener tonight. Puck drop is at 7 against the Canadiens. And Thursday Night Football, we'll see the Niners at the Seahawks. Kickoff at 8:15. Shime, here we go. Let's make a pick.
Okay. Shime, here we go. On record.
All right. I'm going to go with Geno Smith.
No.
250-plus passing yards. He's hit it in four straight games.
All right.
The San Francisco defense hasn't been as good as originally advertised.
Oh.
The Seattle defense is not good because they are so banged up, so they're going to have to score. I will go with Geno Smith, 250-plus passing yards in this game.
Okay.
There you go.
Document accordingly on your spreadsheet.
It's already in.
Okay.
Head to the 99 restaurant this weekend for a three-course prime rib dinner. Enjoy a slow-roasted prime rib, two sides, and a free three-course meal upgrade. Available Friday and Saturday after 4 p.m. and all day on Sunday and Monday. You gotta love the nines. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. 50 degrees and sunny outside. Brisk morning in Boston. Beautiful fall day. Highs approaching 60 with sunshine this afternoon.
Okay. A new entry in the dueling weather smokes category, Curtis. Never mind Jeremy Reiner. You now have to worry about the Vice President of the United States.
Oh, God.
Kamala Harris. Here she was yesterday on the Weather Channel calling in to inform the public about the difference when it comes to hurricane categories.
The other point, Mike, that I would make, especially it came through on the briefing from the federal experts, it's really important that we think about the language that we're using to talk about what we are predicting. Because, for example, it has moved from time to time from a Category 5 to a Category 4. It's important that we not emphasize that downgrading has happened because, in fact, the difference between Category 5 and Category 4 in terms of the danger and the damage is pretty much the same.
All right. So, in fact, Curtis, the difference between Category 5 and Category 4 is pretty much the same, just to be clear.
You know what? Okay? I don't really care what your political affiliation is. Don't commit weather that half-assed. That goes for Trump.
It's an insult for Kamala. It's an insult to those like you who treat it as a profession.
Right. You know, really? That holier-than-thou tall loser, Governor Baker with the sweater vest from the bunker in Framingham. I don't care who you are.
Exactly.
The reason we have categories is to show how bad the hurricane could be.
And the thing about the category is that it is often a category within a grouping of categories.
And you know what I've decided?
I can categorically say that the category is sometimes the category.
I finally figured out who Kamala is. She's the liberal George W. Bush, like the empty vessel that is there to do others' bidding.
Courtney, right. What you hear?
All right, we are going to get... We are going to get to some Bruins tickets that I have to give away at 9:30, so don't go...
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Anywhere. The Bruins back at it tonight on home ice after an opening night loss to the defending Stanley Cup champs, and I have tickets to give away, and I will give those away soon enough. If anybody has a dessert lead, we can get to those before the show ends at 10. This is Zombie from the Twitch chat. Good morning, Zombie.
Ladies and gentlemen, good morning.
What's up?
Hey, so two things. One, we are forming a bowling group for the Apex event in November.
Yes.
Really pumped for that. Right now, it contains...
In Twitch, you mean?
That is correct.
Okay.
So as of and right now, it contains me,
Robin,
a golf course, and Chris.
Are the Twitch people aware that they have to leave their parents' home to go to the event?
As far as I know, yes.
Okay.
You
can't participate on Twitch. You have to actually be there.
Any chance they can get X-Bear
to come on? It's like Wii Bowling.
Oh, yeah. What about X-Bear? Is X-Bear a part of it?
They are not. Okay. And we don't know if they're he or she, but we know they are not as of right now. But it's me, Robin at golf course, and Chris in the truck. Okay? So we were thinking, we need Neil on this team, but we don't know how to get a hold of Neil, so maybe Neil can call the show, but we would like to take care of Neil's spot on the team if we could get Neil on the team.
Oh. Neil's preferred form of communication is Telegram.
Yes.
So if you are able to go to the Western Union later on, and get Neil listens every day, so I'm sure Neil would love to join you. Probably a really good bowler.
Right. Every blue moon, he does call up from the rotary phone.
Yes, he definitely does.
That is correct.
Yes, that's so nice. Absolutely.
He's the best. He's the absolute best. And I know, Greg, we had talked about something charity-wise in the past. I've entered my off-season. I am still throwing that offer out there. I would definitely like to raise $10,000 for the Greg Hill Foundation via Twitch, and I'm ready to do like a 3-day event for it. So, you know, we can talk details or whatever, I'd really like to help out and do something.
Okay. I would love to. I would love it. Let's talk about it. Zombie's a good dude. He is a good dude. And you can participate in the Twitch chat every day should you choose. When you watch this show on Twitch, just go to Twitch and follow WEEI, and you can do the same on YouTube. Watch the show if you prefer that to listening only. Joe. Throat clear.
Yes, good morning, everybody.
Joe.
I'd like to just make a comment regarding all the hype about our new superstar quarterback, May.
Yes.
I'd like to reach back, way back, to a Bill Parcells quote.
Uh-huh.
Goes like this.
Ask not.
I wouldn't want to put him in the Hall of Fame just yet.
Okay. Ooh.
What do you think?
Beautiful.
Love
it. As Courtney said earlier, beautiful words.
Love a good Bill Parcells quote.
Beautiful words.
I mean, a little quick on the trigger there, Greg. I would have kept him a little longer, but that's just me. Different approach.
Oh, dear.
Curtis, it takes all kinds to build a radio audience.
Sure have. You've built many.
Uh-huh.
Just an honor to be part of the building.
Lincoln Log by Lincoln Log.
Wiggy said he has a second lead this morning.
I do.
Okay.
Are we doing that? Or is like, do we play the intro lead or
we just get right into it?
We
don't have to play the intro. We can get right into it.
All right. So my lead is this. And, you know, I didn't realize when it was, but I was just, as I'm kind of following Major League Baseball now a little bit, I wish the NBA and the NHL would employ the Major League Baseball playoff bracket format. I love first round being the best 2 out of 3. Then I love the divisional round being the best 3 out of 5. And then when you get into the AL and NLCS and World Series, you then get into the 7-game series.
Huh.
I believe the NBA and
NHL.
NHL
auto adopt that format.
It's
what do
too
you like about
long.
It?
I like that it's more pressure. I like that it's quicker. The series goes by quicker. It's just so long.
I mean, the NBA extends it out with days and days between games.
Right, but even if they don't, it's still so long. And I think the games become, you know, the games are a lot, the intensity level ratchets up when both teams know it's the best two out of three. Like, right in the first round, both teams know, like, all right, so you're getting everybody's best shot.
Yeah.
Same with the best
this
three out of
shocking,
five.
This is shocking, but this is a good one from you.
Yeah, I just, like...
But they would never do it with the TV networks. These games are valuable money. That's what they pay the big premiums for, is to have more playoff games.
No, I get it, but I think more people would be invested. Think about how many games in, whether it's the NHL or the NBA, especially the NBA, where, like, the first couple of games are blowouts, and you're like, ah, whatever, you're changing it by halftime. The investment by the players, the intensity by the players, just the like, you as a fan being on the edge of your seat, knowing, like...
I think intensity by the players is one thing. I don't think it's going to garner a bigger audience.
Well, I think maybe as fans, we might look and go, okay, our team now, like the Celtics, let's say they get down in the first round, or they would probably get a bye, but let's say they're down, you know.
They do that with the play-in. They've created that type of urgency to get into the playoffs. And with Major League Baseball, they did the one game, and then the networks, as part of a negotiation in the new CBA, they made it a best of three, which I think sucks. But
I love it.
I'd rather a one-game playoff. They had to go to three because of the TV value.
The play-in does nothing for me.
No.
Has it increased your interest at all?
No.
In the NBA?
In the regular season?
No. Like,
well, I'm a hoop head. But yeah.
That does nothing for me. But it's just, for me, I feel like as just somebody, you watch this, like some of these series, they take forever. I don't know. I just like, I wish the NBA and NHL would adopt that. But
this is Coach from New Hampshire. What's up, Coach?
Yeah, I think Wiggy's second take is so spot on. I think his rationale and reasoning and all of that behind it is perfect. Like, more intense games, even early on. Sometimes series in the early rounds go on way too long. And then my second really quick point, if that's okay.
Yeah.
Three NFL teams started rookie quarterbacks. You know who they are. They're a collective 10-5. Why do the Patriots think they're the smartest guy in the room and they're going to have to do it different? Now, I'm very happy that May is finally playing, but did we have to go 1-4? It's ridiculous. Thank you.
It is, when all is said and done.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you'll ever get an answer from anybody, but
no.
It's a weird way to approach it.
It's just stupid.
I think they missed on Jacoby Brissett. I think they thought he'd be better, and that gave them the time to be patient for whatever reason. But
it's just there.
I don't think there was a plan. I think the plan became a way to explain it to everybody who said, "Wait a minute, you said at the end of training camp that one guy outplayed the other, and you're not starting him. Why?" Mm-hmm. It's because because of the plan. Everybody knows about the plan.
And I believe
I can't tell you what the plan is.
I can tell you what the plan is. It's a stupid Elliott Wolf plan that he had, and he came from Green Bay. And the Brett Favre, Aaron Rodgers sat behind Brett Favre. Jordan Love sat behind Aaron Rodgers. That was we know where Elliott Wolf kind of gets his.
Well, I think the plan started, if there was a plan, when you were going to cheap out and go and get Jacoby Brissett for $8 million rather than, you know, you brought up five guys that you could have. Whether it's Joe Flacco or Russell Wilson or like whoever.
Who was the first to bring up the plan, though? Because then when we asked Gerard Mayo about what the plan was, he's like, well, the media really created the plan. It's like, well, no.
But the plan, don't you think the plan was the Elliott Wolf plan out of his playbook?
Yes. Where? Well, that's why I said, who brought it up first?
And I believe it's Elliott Wolf.
Yeah.
Here's the plan. Here's the system that I came from, that I, you know, that I kind of, what do they say, cut your teeth on? Is that what they say?
Yeah.
Was the Green Bay system where we had two quarterbacks that sat and it worked for them.
Yeah.
So he now comes to New England or he's in New England, he gets elevated and he goes, this is the plan that I'm used to and I think is going to work. We're going to do that with with Drake May, regardless who the quarter is. If they would have brought in Joe Flacco, I'd be saying the same thing.
And Greg, the one thing I love that is off the table is all the people saying this was on purpose, giving the Patriots an out that they were sucking on purpose. Now that you have Drake May in, you know they're going to actually try and win these games.
Yeah.
And they can't fall back on, oh, it was a year rebuild anyway.
This is Joe. Hey, Joe.
Good morning, guys. I am glad that Drake May is going to start, but Greg, you were right. The game that he was going to should have started was last week. Now he's starting against the Houston Texans, right? Now let me ask you a question. You know how sometimes you just can't tell what you have unless you really, really know?
Yeah.
What if he goes out there and throws three interceptions? He throws three interceptions, throws 187 yards. This guy has no weapons. There's no help.
Well, it doesn't,
you guys know who the number one quarterback was in the preseason? It was Mac Jones. The guy had the highest quarterback rating. Look at Justin Fields. He goes to Pittsburgh, even though he might get benched, but he looked a lot better. He had nobody in Chicago. I'm just afraid that this guy. I hope he does well. I really, really do, because that's the only thing we got.
I think you're going to see him the entire, barring any kind of injury, the entire rest of the season, because he can't go back to Chicago.
Nah.
And I think it was Maya Angelou that said, you don't know what you have until you really, really know.
You don't know what you got till it's gone.
This is Scott from Shrewsbury. What's up, Scott?
Hey, guys. So, I don't know if you guys noticed. I didn't know this factoid even. But, like, you know that movie Major Leagues where, like, the Cleveland Indians really sucked or terrible, but they have that amazing run, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, that thing's going on with the Detroit Tigers right now, and it's kind of ironic they're playing Cleveland. Do you know what the Tigers' payroll is for the playoffs?
No.
It's $19 million. Don't let John Henry hear that. $19 million. Wow. That is...
There's no way their payroll is $19 million.
Is that...
Look it up. I can't believe it either. Look it up. I guarantee you. It's actually less. It's 18.3.
Holy guacamole.
So Aaron Judge makes 2X the Detroit Tigers.
Google it.
I'm looking at the Detroit Tigers payroll. It's less $98 million here.
Yeah, it's $111 million. Not $11 million.
So there is a story that says they're the hottest team in baseball, and their entire roster costs less than $20 million.
Maybe their current, like the players Let's that are see. Playing are
yeah,
20 million.
Yeah, the ones
million.
That are playing, maybe.
Okay.
Google it.
All right. Well, this is behind the Wall Street Journal.
Wiggy, pretty good dessert lead.
I'm telling you, man, the energy will be back. Back to the good old days.
Yeah,
best two out of three.
All right.
I have a dessert lead.
Well, what?
I have one.
All right, hold on one sec. I just quickly am going to give these Bruins tickets away because Sean didn't remind me at exactly 9:30. Caller number 9 right now, 617-931-0937. A pair of tickets to see the Bruins tonight and the Montreal Canadiens. The Bruins are back at the TD Garden, and there are limited tickets that are still available when you go to Ticketmaster.com/Bruins. But on this show... On us, you will go tonight if you are calling number 9, 617-931-0937. Yes.
Mine is a plug. I would like to plug an event that is coming up.
All right.
We started doing basic brunches this year.
Okay, yep.
Our first one, massive hit. All of them have been massive hits. So they sell out. We're running it back to Strega for the final one of the year.
Okay.
November 3rd.
Uh-huh.
The Pats have the Titans that day. You can pregame with us at 10 a.m. in the North End.
Yes.
This is, and you know, I know he hates celebrating or having any attention on himself, but I guess it is celebrating Greg Hill's birthday. He doesn't want to talk age.
I hate the age thing.
Mm-hmm.
When you get old, you don't really like birthdays.
Says the guy who is doing basic brunch as one, and there's another party for him.
I do not like the age part. I don't like.
You like a birthday, though.
I like a birthday. I like a brunch. So when does that go on sale?
Goes on sale today at 10 a.m. Okay. I need to say this again. It will sell out.
Yeah. It's a pretty good deal.
It's a great deal.
You could do tables of 4, tables of 6.
The food is unbelievable.
Yeah. The food's included. Yep. You get appetizers for the table. You get brunch entree. You get all the stuff.
Right.
And we had a blast when we did. Yep. This was the first one at Strega in the North End.
This was the Germany game.
So we're back.
Yes.
That's what brought me to brunch.
Yeah.
That's what brought me to brunch. Turned me into a basic brunch bitch now. Yep. So.
And Shime, are you going to go off diet for this one?
I might. Dibble dabble a little bit, but nothing crazy.
Yeah. So November 3rd is the day, but the tickets go on sale today at 10 a.m.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you get to meet Johnny Bott there.
Is Johnny Barr coming?
Oh, Johnny Bott's always
he came last time.
Okay. Yeah.
TheGregHillFoundation.org?
Yes.
That's how you do that.
Yep. And you can follow NextGen, Greg Hill Foundation, NextGen on Instagram. They have tickets. I'm going to share it on mine as well.
All right. And you know, always, I want to make sure I say this. No gifts, please.
Oh.
I have everything I want. No. It is my birthday.
Not a gift guy?
No gifts, please.
What about like big gifts? When I say big gift, like Rolex.
I mean, if you want to do that, then I would
a free car.
I would accept if that is what you and Mrs. Wiggins are.
I'm not saying me, but I'm saying like your real wealthy friends. Because I just saw like Sexy Red just got Kodak Black got Sexy Red a brand new Ferrari because she brought him on tour with him. So
nice gift.
In the world of celebrities,
well, like Ernie got Greg that nice bottle of wine.
Yeah, that's true.
Has that been
for the 50th anniversary of the show? Nope, that is still corked and ready to go for a special occasion.
Well, I got a birthday coming up. Bentley would be nice.
You have a big birthday coming up.
Yeah,
you got to do something for that.
Well, 60?
No, the nifty, 50. The fitty cent.
I was talking to Talina. I'm thinking maybe a surprise party.
Yeah, that's whatever.
Well, you're not supposed to say that.
Well, he won't know.
But... I'll be surprised.
That would be like us telling you what happens to Opie.
Don't. Please stop. Don't do it. Don't do it. Now I know that something happens to him.
Greg is going to do it. I can feel it.
Oh, so Greg watched Sons of Anarchy.
No, someone probably texted him, and it's so mean when you do something like this.
Excuse me. Go to Twitch immediately. Go to YouTube immediately.
Uh-oh.
Look who's here. James is here.
He's in the building.
Curtis, what is James doing here?
Jack.
Hello. Oh, I want James to say, James.
James. Say hi, Greg.
Hi, Greg.
Hi, James. James, would you like some peanut butter crackers? James loves peanut butter crackers at Granite Links.
We're good.
Or any other place where you can get them.
All right. He's like, let me down.
Kid demolished.
We'll get him ready for the next segment.
Back to back, when we were there for the Numb Nuts Invitational, back to back, full packs of the peanut butter crackers. You know, the off-brand? Not the Ritz ones, but I bought the off-brand.
Nice. Yeah, of course you did. Yeah. Frugal move.
Yes. All right, we'll be right back. I get you, Shime, in honor of James. Curtis's son, James, is here with us. Is he ready to talk, Curtis?
James, can you say hi?
James.
Go Pats. Nah, he can't hear anything, so he's good.
They never talk when you want him to talk. They talk when you don't want him to talk. He's manhandling that microphone.
Yeah. He's at that age where he can't be held or sat still for more than 5 seconds.
Yeah, he gives good high fives, though.
Yes, and I definitely understand the leash law, or the leash that Wiggy said I would want to buy at some point.
I told you.
Anyway.
See, now he's talking. You got him turned up.
James, what do you want to say to Greg?
No.
No. Okay. Yeah. Well, he's still sad that Joker Stig is hanging up the cleats.
He likes all the buttons.
Yeah, he's just going to hit the buttons, so just ignore us.
Could he call a game if necessary, Curtis?
James, you want to call a game? Mm-hmm. Okay, what do you think about Greg? Is he stinky? What's your favorite word? Poop?
Okay. Sounds like mm-hmm is his favorite word.
A lot of mm-hmms. Anyway, we'll try it again tomorrow.
Can I ask you a question about the departure of Joe Castiglione? Would it be outrageous to give that job to a regular guy, like a huge baseball fan? Like, would that not be an opportunity for somebody who listens to this show?
Wow, that'd be pretty cool.
Like, how many people sit at home and think that they could be better than whoever is calling a football game or a baseball game?
Oh, a lot of people.
Or a basketball game.
I think we should hold open auditions.
Like what? Because it's all about in baseball. It's all about your creative home run call.
Right. Yeah.
And so
So people send in their creative calls?
They would send us their creative home run call. Because you have to have a catchphrase.
Yes.
And you can't use Joe's.
Right.
So you're going to have to come up with, see, you can't use way back.
No.
I also think you have to have a good voice. Like a intriguing voice.
Uh-huh.
And you also need to know how to fill time.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are a lot of lulls during a baseball game, and you need to keep the people engaged.
And we gave them the BDE, the big dong energy, so they can use that if they like that. But yeah, it is all about the home run
Maybe
call.
I'll see if we can do that.
Mm-hmm. It's a good idea.
For a regular listener. Everyday listener.
Yeah. I mean, and we play the ones we get on air.
We could call it regular Joe Castiglione.
All right.
What we could call it. All right. Before we go,
I nailed it.
Yes. Nailed it. Got to nail it.
Good job, James.
There you go. What'd he nail?
There you go. Nailed it.
What'd you nail?
Nailed it.
Peanut butter. All right. We love you all. Thank you very much. Enjoy the day.
All right.
Always tell them elaborate. Curtis.
I nailed it.
Look at him, Curtis. Them terrible twos. He ain't sitting still, hitting every button.
Before we go, one more four-pack of passes to give away for Witch's Woods. Is that correct, Shyam?
Yes? That's correct, Greg.
Okay. So if you are the ninth caller, you can bring the kids, bring their friends, bring your friends.
Mm-hmm.
Couples retreat, whatever, go to Witch's Woods and get scared in time for Halloween. And you just have to call the contest line, which is 617-931-0937. And you can be at Witch's Woods and you can get tickets for Witch's Woods when you go to witcheswoods.com.
Sounds like he wants a sibling.
Wait. Curtis, you should take... he's probably too young to take to Witch's Woods. Probably scarred for life.
Oh, yeah.
I can't hear anything.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he unplugged him. That's too young. He would be complete. Well, you've seen the videos of scaring little kids at that age where they just shake and he'd be traumatized.
Yeah.
He wouldn't sleep for days.
Yeah. I would stick to, like, you know, Charlie Brown's Halloween.
Now we're on the ground. This is a new one. He just, like, lies on the ground. Yeah. I don't know what's going on. It's like, are you doing the worm?
That's pre-tantrum.
Let's get going.
We
got about 15 seconds.
Very excited for Pudge's Pals tomorrow.
Oh, me too.
Yeah.
Good show tomorrow. Patriots Friday, Jelani Tavai at 7:30 or thereabouts, and then the first installment of Pudge's Pals in honor of Curtis's late great dog, Pudge. So we'll have a dog in here that is hoping one of you will give it a forever home. So that's all tomorrow on the show. Great one, everybody.
Woo!
Courtney mentioned Basic Brunch. Last one of the year. Goes on sale in about 5 minutes. Just go to thegreghillfoundation.org for that. Jones and Keith next. Thank you for your patronage.
I nailed it.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.